You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and today I am joined by Katie from Manchester Art Gallery to discuss their new project, Making Conversation. So Katie, kick us off. What is Making Conversation about?
It's really about bringing people together to talk about art and be inspired by, I guess, what they've talked about, but also by each other. So it's about like having your own opinions about what you're experiencing, talking to other people about them, and then being creative based on that.
Because everybody has different opinions on a piece of art, and they see a different thing, and it, you know, it connects to them differently to another person. No one's going to have the same experience, are they really?
Totally. So it's not about art history. It's not about knowing like what the curators or the art historians say about the artwork. Yeah, it's literally about making your own opinions based on what's in front of you. And like you say, everybody has something different that they kind of different ways of seeing things, and then sharing that with each other. And sometimes that can then make you see things differently, or sometimes it can like influence how other people experience the artwork themselves. So
what does each session is 90 minutes long. What could we expect from a 90 minute session? What does it look like?
So the sessions are led by an artist called Naomi Kendrick, and her work is all about like multi-sensory approaches to looking at art. So she's really interested in how something looks. So we include audio description, which everyone can enjoy. We find that people who are like sighted or partially sighted all kind of benefits from audio description. But we also include things like Naomi will do an icebreaker that might include you picking up something that's next to you when you're sort of at the workshop and talking about that, or telling a story. So it will be people chatting, and she will hope to get people chatting, but you don't have to talk if you don't want to and join in. Mm-hmm. And she will share artworks from the gallery's collection as part of the workshop. So one of the future ones is about furniture, for example, and we do have furniture in our collection. So Naomi would select items in our collection and possibly draw a theme together from that to get people started, really. And that's Naomi's job, just to get the chat started. And then people will have a chance to contribute their own thoughts and opinions from that. And then as the session moves along, it would be get more creative. So there would be like ideas and hints and tips about how you could potentially make art using the things around you at home that you might already have. Or she might be able to like support you to develop an idea within the session. But it is kind of the beginnings of ideas. We're not really making art in that session because it's only 90 minutes. And it's surprising how quickly that gets taken up.
I'm sure, absolutely. So it's almost like you said at the beginning, it's like trying to find inspiration and then going off and working on something on your own, but having that sort of group interpretation of a piece of art that you've looked at, you've discussed different ideas and things like that, and then going off and using that in your own work.
Yeah, and some of the participants that have come before, they don't even necessarily get to the point of making the artwork. In fact, Naomi has made artwork kind of from somebody's idea for them. So it is like, art can be as much about ideas as it is about physical things, actually. So it can, if you want to go away and use it to make something, you can. But if you're happy just to kind of enjoy the ideas and think about the what ifs, that's okay as well. And you don't have to be an artist. I should say that really clearly. Everybody's an artist, in my opinion, anyway. But it's like there's no experts in the group.
So we've all been stuck in lockdown for however long now. People have really been missing going out and going into museums and art galleries. And this is sort of a way to... So you might be stood next to a painting in Manchester Art Gallery, and somebody next to you might spark up a conversation about a piece of art. And it reminds me a little bit of that in a way.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've all been missing those social connections. And art can make us like talk about things in a really different way as well, I think. When you're talking about like something like art, it can be a bit more abstract, and it can mean that you're not talking necessarily about yourself, but you're talking about something which you're familiar with or that you're interested in. So it's a really nice way to get conversations going in a way that doesn't have to be too personal if you don't want it to be, but it can be quite fun and sociable. And the people that have come before are always up for a laugh. There's kind of joking, there's like playfulness. You're allowed to say if you don't understand something. It could be about asking a question. It doesn't have to be that you have to know all the answers or even say what your opinion is. It could just be about asking what other people think. So it's really kind of informal and relaxed, and about getting to know other people as much as it is getting to know art, really.
You mentioned earlier about audio description. So will these sessions, they're fully accessible to blind and partially sighted people, aren't they?
So we plan the sessions with blind and partially sighted people in mind. So we've at the art gallery, we've always had blind and partially sighted people attending the sessions. In fact, when they first were set up, it was just blind and partially sighted people. And then we felt like more people could enjoy it. And actually, it's quite nice for there to be all kinds of people welcome and for everyone to be welcome. So it is for both for blind and partially sighted people, and everyone is welcome as well. But there is audio description of the artworks, and Naomi will make sure that everyone's introduced and things like that, so everybody knows who's attending. So as long as you can access Zoom, which I know not everybody can, but if you can access Zoom, then you can fully take part in the session.
Great stuff, Katie. And where can we find out more and get involved?
So the workshops are listed on Eventbrite. So I am encouraging people to book on Eventbrite if that's something that they use. And the listings are also going on our website as well. The workshops always take place on the last Tuesday of the month, starting at 1 o'clock. When they're on Zoom, they're 90 minutes. We will hopefully get them back in the gallery in the future. And they'll be 3 hours long because we do the making in those. And again, you'd be surprised how quickly that goes. Sounds like a long time. So if you're local to Manchester, that's brilliant as well. But yeah, look on the website, look on Eventbrite, or if anyone wants to contact me, they can just phone the main Manchester Art Gallery switchboard number, and a message would get passed on to me, so I can phone anyone back.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us, Katie. I hope the sessions all go really well. They sound fascinating.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.